Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills.
Hello everyone. I'm Esther Rich from First Love Town Church, and I have a testimony this morning. Some few weeks ago, I was going home and it was in the evening, so I decided to board a taxi. But I did not have money, so I wanted to go to the ATM to take some money. When we got to Zongo Junction, I went to take the money. I told the taxi driver to wait for me. But when I put the card inside, it rejected my card. And immediately I turned, I saw three strong guys looking at me. And they were not saying anything, they were just smiling. So I've been hearing about robbery attacks, but I didn't really know how it happens. So I just screamed. I said, hey, what are you doing here at this time? And they did not respond. They just looked at me and they kept on smiling. I was very confused. So there was one short one amongst them. He started walking towards me. And I knew that running wasn't a choice because I can't really run fast. So at that moment, I was so confused and I started screaming and he asked me that, sister, GCBHS, it means that, what's the meaning of GCB? They wanted to do that to confuse me. So I just said that, hey, Akola, which means that, hey, child, what are you doing here? Then they all left and they started insulting me. They ran away and I also ran into the taxi. I really want to thank God that he delivered me from such robbery attacks. And when I asked the taxi driver, he told me that he didn't see anything. He thought that they were my friends. And I just decided that I'll not quarrel with him. He should just take me along. And I know that it's not because of the screaming and everything that delivered me, but it's God that delivered me through that these prayers. Anytime it's communion, Daddy will say that you will not die, you will escape. We should take it seriously because it has really worked for me. God bless you, Daddy, and welcome back.
Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. We have another testimony. Please help me welcome Irajwa to share her testimony with us. Put your hands together as she comes on stage.
Hello, everyone. My name is Irajwa from Anakazo Bible School, the best Bible school in the whole world. Amen. My mom fell ill around August. I was called that she had collapsed. In fact, she couldn't talk, she couldn't eat, she couldn't do anything. So she was rushed to the hospital. In fact, I was confused. I didn't know what to do. And then I remembered Daddy always encouraging us to take the communion. So I did that. We bought wine and then we bought the bread and we gave it to her. After some 30 to 1 hour, she could move her body, she could talk, she could eat, she wasn't able to eat. In fact, she couldn't take anything. And I remember my brother asking her what she would eat, and she said she would eat fufu and lai soup. And but she couldn't even eat anything. I want to thank the Lord. And then, by the grace of God, I've been blessed with a tablet. So I want to thank our Daddy Bishop for praying for us and prophesying over our lives every day. Thank you, Daddy, and God bless you, and you are welcome back. Amen.
Amen. Put your hands together for powerful testimonies. God is really moving in the church. We have another testimony. Please help me welcome John to share his testimony with us. Put your hands together as we welcome John.
Good morning. My name is John and I'm from First Love Church, New York City campus. My testimony is about how Daddy's prayers helped me to have a financial breakthrough this weekend. I came to school under the sponsorship of my uncle. He used to sponsor most of our family members. So when I had admission, I told him, and he was like, I should send every details to him. So I sent it, and he gave us the money, all right, to pay the fees and everything. So I was also told that all those who are in tertiary institutions, every month, he gives them a monthly allowance. So when I was coming, I was really expecting it. But I came to school in September. September ended. I didn't hear anything from him. October, November, and then we are in December. And I was like, when is my allowance coming? So I came to church last time, and I remember Daddy saying that he was in London, and then he had one uncle who, like, anytime the man comes in, he's like, he feels like he wants the man to know that he needs something, but the man is not seeing it. So he prayed for us that this Christmas our pockets will be full. So I believed it, and I received it. So last Friday, I was chatting with him. In fact, I sent him a lot of messages, but there was no reply. So this Friday, I was there, and I had a WhatsApp from him, and he was like, he went somewhere, and then he left his phone in the house, so he couldn't see my messages, so he's sorry. And I told him that this is the situation, and that I'll be staying on campus, so he should send me something. And he was like, okay, I should expect some amount, a meager figure. It was very small. So I was like, okay, I'll be expecting it. So in the afternoon, later in the afternoon that day, I took my ATM card and went to the bank to check my account. And to my surprise, what he sent was about 6 times what I was expecting. And I was like, I started shivering. So I called my sister to ask her if she had sent anything. She was like, no. So I texted him back, and he was like, yeah, it's from me. I just wanted to give it to you as a Christmas present. So I just want to thank Daddy so much for his prayers and his prophecies. It's really worked for me, and I thank you so much, Daddy. God bless you.
Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. God is going to fill your pockets this Christmas. We have our final testimony. Help me welcome Ashley Ofori to share her testimony with us. Please put your hands together as we welcome Ashley Ofori.
Hallelujah. Welcome back, Daddy. My name is Ashley Ofori. I am a bus captain and a church planter by the grace of God. My testimony is about how God healed me of cancer through the prayers and the communion of our Daddy. It was somewhere this year I was diagnosed of cervical cancer. I was totally depressed. I was in the state of confusion and delusion, because I always ask myself, why me? Why this cancer? Why no one else but me?
Continue.
So I was in pain. Like, it affected me physically, emotionally, even spiritually. I couldn't even pray. As a married woman, I couldn't even have sex, because I had sores all over my vulva. I was really in pain. I couldn't even urinate. Even if I want to urinate, I feel pain because of the sores. So when we came for a gathering service, and it was time for communion, and Daddy prayed, and he made some declaration. I believe it. I took those words like my own words. I prayed along with him. And when I took the wine, instantly I felt something around my stomach, and I knew that that's it. I've gotten my healing. So I went back home. The next morning, as usual, I went to the washroom to urinate. I didn't feel the pain, so I was wondering what is happening. So I reached for a mirror. I just checked, and to the glory of God, there wasn't any sores there. I was so surprised. I even took the mirror away because I couldn't believe it. I took the mirror again. I checked to confirm if it is true. I checked, and there wasn't any sauce. I went to Rachel Hospital to do a cervical test. To the glory of God, it was negative. I don't have any cervical cancer. Before then, too, I've been dreaming that I went to the hospital and I was diagnosed with HIV/AIDS. It was also another problem, because anytime I be walking, I hear the Spirit telling me, you are going to die. As a child of God, you are going to die. You have HIV. But one thing I also realized, that when I'm outside the church, that's when I hear these voices. But when I'm in church, I don't hear these voices. So I did that HIV test and it was negative. I just want to thank God for the life of our Father. That day, I'm so grateful. And sincerely, I want to say I owe my life to you and your ministry. I'm so grateful. I also want to encourage everybody to take the prayers and the communion of our daddy serious. Thank you, Daddy. Why don't you give the Lord a shout for a powerful testimony? Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. We have another ministration. Help me welcome Ames.
Know why I didn't like Sunday morning. I wasn't born again. I never ever prayed and I ever read my Bible at all. But I was saved on a Sunday. Yeah, oh, that's why I really, I really like Sunday morning. That's why I really, I really like Sunday morning. Sunday morning, it's my time, I'm gonna seek the Lord. Sweet with fellowship with the Lord. Sunday morning, it's my time, I'm gonna work for Jesus. That's why I really, I really like Sunday morning. That's why I really, really like Sunday morning. Do you want to know what I do with my Sunday morning? Visitations, invitation. I remember many others who don't know Jesus. I'm winning souls for the Lord. That's why I really, I really like Sunday morning. Oh yes, I do. Oh yes, That's why I really, really like Sunday morning. I wanna be strong, so strong. I wanna be steadfast in the Lord Jesus. I wanna be faithful and loyal. Sunday. Oh yeah. really. I'd really like Sunday morning. Yes, I do. Yeah, yeah. That's why I really, yeah. I'd really like Sunday morning. Yeah, yeah. That's why I really, I really like Sunday morning. Oh yeah. That's why I really, yeah. I really like Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Sunday morning. That's why I really, I really like Sunday. I really like Sunday morning. I really like a Sunday, Sunday. That's why I really.
Nevertheless, not my will be done, but your will be done. Lord, I will accept your perfect will for my life today. Yeah. 'Cause you hold my destiny. You have a purpose for me. You have a plan. To follow your will. Oh, yeah. I love your perfect will. I love the choice you make for me. I just love the mystery of your will. Just take my hand and walk with me. Yeah. Oh, Lord. I trust in your will. I believe in your word. I'll go all the way. Oh, Lord, I will accept your perfect will for my life today. 'Cause you hold my destiny and you have a purpose for me. Yeah, yeah. You have a plan for me, oh Lord. I want to follow your will. Every day, every night, when I'm down on my knees, I'm praying here that your will may be done and your purpose fulfilled in my life. I will follow. Follow. I will do what you say. I'll follow. I will listen to your voice. I'll follow. Forever, 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 yeah. And I'm glad to follow you. 'Cause you hold my destiny. And you have a purpose. For me, you have a plan for me. Oh Lord, I want to follow your will. It's all right, I'll do what you say. It's all right, I'll follow your will, Lord. It's It's all right, I'll do what you say. It's all right, I'll follow you all the way. 'Cause you hold my destiny, oh Lord. You have a purpose for me, yeah. You have a plan for me, oh Lord. I want to follow your way. To know my love for you, I'll never let go, no, no, 'cause I love you so. Whoa. All I want is to serve you. If I live my life again, I'll choose you. It's been worth living for you. Lord, I love you. And there's no one above you. 'Cause you gave your son, you gave your life, and you turned my life all around. You gave your life to set me free. And so I'll serve you for the rest of my days. Whoa, whoa. Yes, I will. I will build your church. Oh, all I want is to serve you. If I live my life again, I'll choose you. It's been worth living for you. Lord, I love you. And there's no one above you. 'Cause you gave your son and you gave your life, and you turned my life all around. You gave your life, you set me free. And so I serve you for the rest of my days. Whoa. To do your mission, yeah. Oh Lord, my will to do your will. Oh, I'll preach your word, I'll build your church, and I'll do it again and again, my Jesus. 'Cause you gave your son, you gave your love, and you turned my life all around. You gave your life, you said, free. And so I serve you for the rest of my days. Whoa, 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 whoa. You gave your son, you gave your love, and you turned my life all around. You gave your life, you set me free, Lord. And so I'll serve you for the rest of my days. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Amen. Church, the moment we have been waiting for is finally here. I'm so excited that it's time for the word of God. Amen. Paul said that though we have many instructors, yet not us. And in this church, we are so blessed that we don't just have an evangelist. We don't just have a prophet. We don't just have an apostle. We don't just have a pastor. We have a father, which is the greatest gift. If you're excited, make some noise. Let's welcome Bishop Dagenhart Mills.
The Lord has given. Oh, I see the light. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given for you and me, so we can see. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given. Oh, I see the light. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given for you and me, so we can see.
Hallelujah. Wow. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for this morning. Thanks for your power. Thanks for your presence. Thanks for your guidance. Thanks for leading us. Thanks for bringing us together. Thanks for your help, supernatural help. We receive your help. We receive your lifting, the supernatural power in our lives. Thank you for everyone that is here this morning. We'll never be the same again. Thanks for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be here this morning? Well, I'm also excited to be here. We bring you greetings from Zimbabwe. We were in Zimbabwe for about 35 days, preaching in different cities. So we had a chance to go around the whole country. Yeah, it's far more developed than Ghana. They don't have a currency. It's the main problem. They don't have money. They don't have actual cash. But it's far more developed than we are here. Amazing. We went to so many places. So we thank the Lord. He brought us back safely. Amen. So we are grateful for his blessing. Now, when we close service, I want to meet all those who are expecting to get a beloved this year. But you didn't get a beloved. I'm going to have a special meeting with you after church. You're expecting that this year you would have a beloved, but as we speak, you don't have. You have a meeting with me, a special counseling session. That's the only group that I want to see. But if you are not, I didn't say those who don't have. I said, you were expecting that this year, but it hasn't materialized. And we are in December. We are getting to the end of December. I need to meet you after. Because God is going to do it for you. Yes. Now, today and in our evening service, we are having a short service at 5 o'clock. I want to share with you about what I call and what the Bible calls greatness. 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 All right? You shall be great. Now the Bible says by a prophet God brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he brought them in. So God is bringing you out of difficulty. And he's taking you in to something great. Amen. Say greatness. Say you shall be great. Say I shall be great. Say, greatness is my destiny. Amen. Turn with me to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. And from verse 12 or verse 10. While the whole multitude were praying. By the way, I'm going to be reading a lot of scriptures. So I need you. Remember that we are in church. And a church is a place to be taught and learned from the Bible. Okay? Do you have Bibles? Do you all have Bibles? Right. I need you to be conscious of what I say that is in the Bible. The things I say that are not in the Bible are not so important. The ones that I say that are in the Bible, those are the important ones. Okay? So be very conscious of all these different little things I'm sharing with you about greatness. Okay? Now, Luke 1, verse 10. And the whole multitude of people were praying at the time of the incense. And there appeared unto him an angel. All right. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fear fell on him. And the angel said, verse 13, fear not, your prayer is heard. Amen. Amen. I prophesy that your prayers have been heard by God. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. And thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. All right. Verse 15. For he shall be great. For he shall be great. For he shall be great. You shall be great. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. This is a very important point. Because you can be great in the sight of somebody, but you are not great in the sight of the Lord. I'd rather be great in the sight of the Lord than to be great in the sight of somebody whose power ends after 4 years. Somebody whom you will meet driving a Toyota somewhere whose power is finished. It says, he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. Amen. And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, but he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. May you be filled with the Holy Ghost. Wow. Now let's carry on and still in Luke chapter 1. And verse 26. These are Christmas scriptures. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel, Luke 1:26, was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Amen. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Now, virginity was important in the calling of Mary. Virginity was important, right? It was important that she was a virgin, that she hadn't had sex with anybody. Because for a virgin to give birth is in itself the beginning of a miracle. So Jesus was a God man. He was half God, half man. The other half, when you are born from your mother, half of you comes from your father and half comes from your mother. So half of Jesus came from the Holy Ghost. And a half was from his mother Mary. So it was half God, half man. There are a lot of people like that who are half of something and half of man. In the Bible says the sons of God came to the women and had sex with them and gave birth to three types of creatures. Gibbs, Gibborims, Nephilims, and Sems. Yeah, different types of. One day we talk about all those type of creatures. So there are some around all over the place. You see them. Not only giants. Giants are the Nephilim. The others were different abilities. They had different abilities. They were not big, but big things are easy to destroy because you see them as a big target. So the giants have been wiped out long time ago. All over history, all over the world, there have been giants. It's not only David and Goliath and all the other giants in the Bible, but they have been in the world. So Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. Now, some of you are about to lose your virginity, but I want to tell you that your virginity may be very important in your destiny. Yes. And that you need to be careful not to lose it, thinking that it doesn't matter. Because it may become important as it was important for Mary. Sometimes there are things that you don't know are important in your destiny. And you lose it. Like when Joseph was being chased by Potiphar's wife. He said, how can I do this wicked thing? I cannot do this. If he had done that, he would have ended up being a corrupt slave in Potiphar's house, who is sleeping with the woman, and he would have just ended there. His destiny was connected to him doing the right thing. So you got to be careful. Sometimes you think that all these things about holiness and purity and different little things that God says do and don't do, it doesn't matter. But in the life of Mary, it mattered. Well, yeah, because Jesus would have been said, oh, he's that guy's son. But no one could say that. It was his son. Verse 28. And the angel came in unto her and said, hail thou that are highly favored. You'll be highly favored in the coming year in Jesus' name. Highly favored. To be highly favored means to be highly chosen without good reason. Without any good reason that you can explain. God will choose you for great things. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. You will be called blessed amongst many people. Yeah. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary. Hallelujah. For thou hast found favor with God. Now you can find favor with man, but the most important person you need to find favor with is with God. Every time a new government comes, everybody wants to be friends with the new person who has power so that he will choose you. You see? But we need to search for and seek for favor with God. Amen. Thou hast found favor with God. Thou hast found favor with God. Thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. Verse 32. He shall be great. He shall be great. I'm talking about greatness. And I want all my children who are under my voice to believe that part of your destiny is to be great. It was said about John the Baptist. It was said about Jesus. He shall be great. And to be a follower of Jesus is to be a follower of Christ, to be Christ-like. And Christ was great. You shall be great. He shall be great. And he shall be called the Son of the Highest. Now you can see whose son you are and whose child you are is very important. Yes. Under which ministry you are, very important. Yes. You know, one day I was invited to a certain country. And when I got there, you know, the pastor really honored me, blessed me greatly when I was leaving. I asked him, why did you invite me? I don't know you. This was in one country, foreign country outside of Africa. Why did you invite me? Have you read my book? I said, I have not read your book before. Today I'm seeing your book. Why did you invite me? Why are you honoring me? Why? He said, because I saw you on a video with Yonggi Cho. He said, I don't know whether you were. He asked me, are you an interpreter? I said, no, I don't speak Korean. I've never been an interpreter. I said, well, anyway, I saw you on a video. You were there and he was there. It was something he was when you were there. He said, that is the only reason I invited you. So whose son you are and who you are associated with is very important. May you have the best associations for your life. Amen. And the Lord shall give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Amen. I like this because it's Christmas time. It's not part of the message. Then let's look at verse 34. Then said the angel unto Mary unto the angel, how shall these things be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel gave an explanation. He said, and the angel answered and said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. You see, when the Holy Ghost comes on a person, the person turns into a superhuman. So unnatural things happen. Things which wouldn't have happened at all in nature and in life. They happen. Yes. Many things happen when the Holy Ghost comes. Yes, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The power of the Highest shall overshadow. That's the explanation for miracles. When people come on stage, I couldn't see, I could see. I couldn't hear, I could hear. I couldn't walk, I can walk. People are so excited, so happy. There were so many miracles in Zimbabwe, you know. And people were so happy. And you ask me how? It's because the Holy Ghost comes on the people. And the power of the Highest overshadows them. Hallelujah. Turn again with me to Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. I just need you to be a Bible student. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house and unto a land I will show thee. Verse 2. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Greatness, we are the seed of Abraham. Bible tells us in Galatians 3:13 that we are the seed of Abraham. we the Gentiles. So if Abraham was made great, all right, then it says that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. So through Jesus Christ, the blessing of Abraham comes to you. So whatever was said to Abraham is said to you. Okay? Now when you come to church here, you must have faith in great things. All small, small boys and small, small girls and whatever you are small in and everything, you are nothing. When you hear me prophesying over you that you shall be great, I need you to believe it. Just believe it. Amen. All right. Now, the next scripture, I told you we are reading scriptures. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 16. It says, and I charged your judges at the time, saying, listen to the causes of your brethren and judge righteously between every man and his brother and with the stranger that is with him. In other words, foreigners, every kind of person, be fair to them and be nice to them and be fair to them. Verse 17. You shall not respect persons in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto him, and I will hear it. Notice, he says, you shall hear the small as well as the great. So in every society, there are the small and the great. Okay? Did you hear me? I said, in every group in Ghana, there's the small and there's the great. You know, one day I met a pastor. He actually came to our church and preached for us for a short time. And he said to me, I've been to Ghana many times, but this time when I came to Ghana, I saw Ghana in a different light. And he said, it's because of who I'm with. And in every nation, you will not know there are great and small. In the poorest countries, there are great people. Every group, I've traveled to many, many countries. You initially, when you go to a certain country, you may think it's only poor people who are there. Depend on where you go. Because in every society, there's great and there's small. You are among the great. No matter your hometown, and no matter where you are coming from, you are declared great from today. In Jesus' name. Sit down. I was in a country called Bolivia. Bolivia. And we were, when we arrived there, we were driven to a hotel. Now, the hotel we were staying in, was a strange hotel. But later I found out that the hotel belonged to the pastor. And the pastor was trying to save money on us by putting us into his hotel. So he was saving money on us. And we were very humble. We accepted what he did. But some other pastor had come the year before when they took. He said, take me from here now. Take me now. I cannot stay here. But we stayed. We're okay. So, after we came out to the street, and the street, if this is the street, is covered with bola. Do you know bola? Rubbish. There's nothing like that in Ghana. There's nowhere in Ghana like that. Rubbish. Like how we have big bola somewhere, they have it spread all over the street. So you walk through like that. I've never seen anything like that before. Somebody told me there's something like that in Abidjan, but not in Ghana. It is the poorest looking place that I've ever seen. Yes, and the hotel. Hey, and we were there for 7 days. Hey. Or 5 days or some. 7 days was a whole long time. So, at the end of the stay, I said to myself, this is one of the poorest places in the world. I asked, is there a golf course here? And he said, oh yeah, there's a golf course. We can take you. I said, well, I would like to go. So they took me there. When I got there, I saw that what I'm reading the scripture, the small and the great, there was another world. It's the most beautiful golf course I've ever seen in the whole world. There you see, there were rich people, cars, posh. You would think you are in another country. So not knowing that for 7 days I've been kept in the underworld. You will never be in the underworld from today in Jesus' name. There is an underworld of every country. I'm telling you. It's only that you haven't met the people who are in the upper class. And that is why in Deuteronomy he warned them, you shall hear both the small and the great when they come to you for judgment. You have to listen to both of them. And so within Ghana, we have the small and the great. You are quickly moving from small to great. I said, you are quickly moving from small to great. I declare a change in your categorization from today. In Jesus' name. Wow. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5 verse 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So God is calling you great as you keep his commandments. So greatness is something I want you to believe in. And I want you to believe that God makes you great by his great power today. Amen. Amen. Don't believe in smallness again. No, don't believe in smallness again. Believe in greatness. Luke chapter 9. Verse 48, and he said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name. Luke 9 and verse 48. I want you to remember, all these are verses in the Bible which we are all following. It says, all whosoever shall receive this child in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. So whoever is least among you, the same shall be great. Amen. Amen. Now there are many things that in our world look great, but are really not great. So I like the fact that God says, you shall be great in his eyes. You'll be great in God's eyes. Great in God's sight. Like John the Baptist, he was great. Luke 1:15, shall be great in God's sight. Okay? So that's what you must aim for. Amen. I want you to aim to be great in God's sight. And I want you to believe that God can make you great. And that it's worth trusting God for him to make you a great person. Amen. Amen. There are great and there are small. You can easily be in one group or the other. You don't know that there is another group. A lot of people who hate Ghana, who have gone abroad, is because they were in the small category. So Ghana was a big hassle to them. So even when they stay in the poorest part of London or Germany, they feel good. Because it's better than the poorest part of Germany is of a higher. I mean, a Bola man will park his car, Bola truck, and take his Mercedes Benz and go home. Yes. The cleaners. The whatever. But it's because they walk in the small category. That's why part of my training of pastors and bishops is to take them for dinner. to know how to sit at a table and not only eat chicken and rice. Yes, rice and chicken. There are more things to learn than rice and chicken. Some of you, when you go for your honeymoon, you'll be confused because there'll be no rice and chicken there. Okay? So I want you to know that God has a great plan to change your categorization. Yes. Do you believe it? And it comes from the Lord. And He's going to do it for you.
Amen.
Amen. Now, all I'm trying to do is to get you to believe in it. Yes. Not by force. Not by strength. By strength shall no man prevail. That's what the Bible says. By strength shall no man prevail. First Samuel. He said, by strength shall no man prevail. Your strength cannot make you succeed. Yes. First Samuel 2:9. By strength shall no man prevail. By force, you don't prevail. Even this election, those who won, it's not by strength. They had no billboards, no adverts. Huh? That's why they themselves, they didn't think they could win. When I was telling them, they said, we cannot win. So we cannot. I said, by strength shall no man. Your greatness is not from your strength. Yes. By strength shall no man prevail. So God is in the business of changing your level, your category. I just want you to believe it. Before I come to the how-tos, I want you to believe in greatness. I want you to believe that it's biblical to be great. It was said of John the Baptist, a normal human being, said, he shall be great. It's enough. He shall be great. Period. Yes. But not by your own strength. For by strength shall no man prevail. Not by your own powers. Yeah. Are you with me? And you see all through the Bible. You see, God is always mentioned. Great. Great. Shall be great. Yes. Luke 22:26. But you shall not be so. He that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. He that is chief, as he that doth serve. So you see, even in God's kingdom, Jesus knew that there's going to be great people. He said, but you shall not be so. When you are really great, you should behave like a young person. There are people who think I'm doing First Love Church and maybe what I'm doing is less. Or what I'm doing is like for children. You know, but what we don't realize is what is great in God's kingdom. He says, he that is great, let him be as if he's a young person. Yes. He should rather be like he's young. Yes. That's actually greatness in the kingdom of God. It's not demotion. So those of you are all stuffy and puffed up like that of some maturity of a premature aging type of habit, looking very older than you can even imagine. It's not greatness, you know. You know, there are some girls who dress like old ladies. Yes. And when you see them, you think it's just a mommy who is coming from. You feel that's what makes you great. You have to wear some lace and some mama and some puff up, look very big. Hey! No, but greatness is that he that is greatest among you, he should behave like a young person. He should behave like a young person. Yes. There is nothing wrong with being young. Yes. There's nothing wrong with being young. Look, I'll tell you, don't tell anyone. Even the banks, they don't want old people anymore. If Don't tell anyone I told you. They don't want old people. Yeah. They are always trying to get rid of the older ones. They sometimes they have old people, they don't know how to sack them. It's true. When they finally lose control, then they say, you know what? You can take a retirement before your time and here's some package for it. But they want you to go. And they want young, fresh blood. Because young people are good for more than sex. Apart from sex, you are good at many other things. Hey! Yes. It's not only sex that a young person is good at. Young people are good at computers. Young people are good at having ideas. Young people are good at being strong to serve the Lord. Yeah. Adventurous. Yeah. One day I sent an older brother on the mission. I tell you. He wrote to me in capital letters. And I knew that he has to come back home. I had sent the wrong person. So thank God for young people. So being young doesn't mean you are not great. Oh. Even the older ones are being told, behave like a young person. Because it is in Ghana that when you are 50 or 40 that you look like you are too old. Look at our new president who is coming, 72. It's like he's as if he's 40. I've not seen a strand of gray hair on his head. Does he have gray hair? He doesn't have hair. Aha. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want us to look at just one thing that makes a person great. Just one thing. All right? Ask your neighbor, what makes you great? What makes a person great? Wow. And the answer is, and again, we are in church. Don't expect me to say education makes you great. Are you expecting me to say education makes you great? Education makes you great. Don't you know a lot of lawyers who are working? And a lot of doctors who have been turned into abortionists just to survive? A blessing makes you great. Genesis chapter 12. A blessing. I said a blessing makes you great. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, to a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Eish. Blessings are the things that make people great. All through the Bible, we see that blessings, when a person is blessed, do you see? The person becomes great. Blessings make you great. Blessings bring greatness. In anything, blessings bring greatness. You must always look for a blessing. You see, we must become a generation that fears and respects blessings. When you don't fear God, you don't fear blessings. But when you fear God, when you have the spirit of the fear of God, you will be afraid of that particular thing. That of all the things you get, if you can get a blessing. Bless me. You know, because we have grown and so many other things have developed in society, people have lost count of the fact that it's actually a blessing that turned particular people into greatness. So when God called Abraham, there were a lot of different people. Then he took him and said, leave your family. I will come to separation. Because in order to bless you, sometimes God has to separate you from your family. In fact, Joseph was described on many occasions as he that was separate from his brethren. He that is separate from his brethren. That was this description. The one who was separated from his brothers. Sometimes for God to bless you, he has to separate you. All right? So, now God said to Abraham, listen now, this is the source. He said, you come. Come out of everybody's idol worshiping. Come, I will bless you. That is what I'm talking about. I will bless you. Yes. So those of us who joke with blessings, you know, you are not bothered that your father and you, there is no flow. You are not bothered that your mother cursed you. You are not bothered that your pastor would not bless you. It doesn't matter to you. You know, I wouldn't mind going to somebody's wedding if the person wants my blessing, but not my presence may make the occasion more important to that person. That's often why people want you to come. Say, oh, so I take a picture and it's like, oh yeah, he came. But not that the blessing. Because if it was the blessing, they would come and ask for the blessing after or before. If it was really the blessing they wanted. But it's just the occasion. It's like, oh, you came. He's also here. He's here. Because a person's presence at a function makes the function great. Yes. So, blessings make people. I will bless thee and make thy name great. I will bless thee and make thy name great. So come. I will bless thee. Now, his son, Isaac, in Genesis 26, he promised that he will bless, I'll bless your seed. I'll make you a father of many nations. So Isaac was the next person. So obviously the thing should affect Isaac. And that's where it's in Isaac, Genesis 26, the Bible says, and Isaac went forward. He waxed great. He became very great. And the Philistines envied him. Right in this verse 13. It said, the man waxed great. He went forward. You see, he's the next and only person following Abraham in that line. So that means the totality of this blessing must be following down into Isaac. Are you with me? Yeah. Now, by the time the grandchildren were on the scene, they had no education in science, physics, mathematics, astronomy, and what have you. They knew that greatness comes from blessings. So there you have the grandchildren of Abraham, which is Jacob and Esau. There you have them having the famous quarrel over blessing. You bless my brother, you didn't bless me. He is taking my... Even to the point of Esau said, I will kill my brother because my brother was the one blessed and I didn't receive the blessing. Because everybody knew that the thing was encapsulated in the blessing. So in Genesis 27, you see him. You see, this is a generation that respects the concept of greatness that comes through a blessing being proclaimed over you. In verse 32, Isaac and his father said unto him, who are you? He says, I'm thy son, your firstborn. So I'm here for the blessing now. I've gone to town. I've made cooking. Whatever I ordered it from restaurant is come. Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, who?
Where is he that has taken the venison and brought? Who gave me food? I've eaten and I've just blessed him. And yea, he shall be blessed. Those words I spoke shall happen. That's Jacob. That's Israel today. That's Israel. By the way, Israel is the Mercedes-Benz was invented by a Jew. Yes, the first car was invented by a Jew. Facebook owned by a Jew. Most of the banks are owned by a Jew. CNN and this Warner Brothers, almost everything in America is owned by them. Huh? Spielberg, the one who made Jurassic Park and all those films, they're all Jews. Yeah. It's like saying, oh, there are trees or there are cans. It's like a small group. Because I'm sure our cans, maybe we are 25 million. I'm sure our cans will be like 5 million in Ghana. So you could take just trees or airways. I don't know how many are airways. Our cans can easily be 15 million. More. It's a big group in Ghana. Our cans, including Fantis, trees, Kweu, Achim, everybody, all the. There will be 15 million easily. It's like the whole of Israel. So it's like saying, oh, the owner of Facebook is an Akan. The owner of this bank is an Akan. The owner of Goldman Sachs is an Akan. The owner of this bank is the money MD of Microsoft is an Akan. It's like almost everything is the owners of those shops in America, Macy's, this, they are all owned by Jews. Oh, everything. Huh? 48%. Yeah, so that's half. Akans. But it's like it's not Akans, it's not Yorubas, it's not any of these groups, but these people. Years later, they are the main people. Huh. And we tried to kill them for a long time. Because when you are blessed, people hate you, you know. And Esau heard the words of his father. And he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry. And said to his father, bless me, even me also. This is grandchildren. They knew. Adia, no, it comes from a blessing. Those of you who don't fear blessings. Those of you who don't fear blessings. Don't know what is a blessing. Bless me even also my father, verse 35. Thy brother has come with subtlety and taken away thy blessing. And he said, is he not rightly named Jacob? He's stolen it. And he said, has thou not reserved a blessing for me too? Not money, oh. I don't know money for me. No cows for me. No sheep for me. No houses for me. No, that's not. That was the day that they knew the real source of people's greatness, and it was for the blessing that was on their lives. I'll show you. Yeah, true greatness, the source, is the blessing of the Lord. Yes. And that is the blessing. So when you come to church, I bless you. I speak words over you. One of my commonest statements is, you are blessed. Have you heard me saying it before? Yeah. You know, one day I was in a lift in Panama and I was with Bishop Joe, the two of us. When the lift door closed, I was standing here, he was standing here. I look at him. There was nothing to say. So I said, we are blessed. Then he said to me, maybe it's because you keep saying we are blessed that we are blessed. Because since we started the ministry, we have not lacked anything. We have not lacked anything. You are blessed! Now verse 37, look at it all. Look at verse 37. An amazing scripture. He said, and Isaac answered and said to Esau, behold, I have made him thy Lord. You know, I've made him your boss, greater than you. By the words I just spoke. And all his brethren have I given to him for servants? Then he said, look at this. He said, with corn and wine have I sustained him. He said, I've sustained him. So the sustenance of Israel, I've sustained him with corn and wine. It's like, not by giving him food, by the words he has spoken over him. He said, I have sustained him. I've sustained him. I've made him Lord, your Lord. I've made him your Lord, and I have sustained him. Those of you who don't fear blessings, those of you who joke with your earthly biological fathers, whether one day I met one young man, he told me, my father is in prison. My father is a thief. I told him, go and visit your father in that prison and honor your father in that prison. Never neglect him in that prison. You'll be surprised that he was stealing money just to look after you. Whatever the reason is, it's your father. Yes. People don't know. When somebody is a founder of something, he's a father of something, then you turn against him and insult him. All kinds of, they are all curses. He said, I have sustained him. I have made him your Lord. You see, that's why people can't rise. You go to school and you do this, and pa, it's finished. Surely. Verse 39, 38. And Esau said, bless me also. Bless me also. And Isaac tried to find something to say. Then verse 41. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father had blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. After that, I will slay him. I will slay him. I will kill him. Yeah. Are you there? After that, I will slay him. Wow. Sit down. So look for blessings. Seek blessings. And seek to be a blessed person. Seek to be a blessed. When you are a child, that's the time when curses and blessings drop on you like rain. The number of times rainwater falls on your head may be the number of times you are either blessed or cursed. When you are young. Why? Because when you are young, you see, that is when fathers, mothers, uncles, and even fathers who are unofficial fathers to you. They are not like biological, but he's a kind of a father to you. That's the time that they really say things. Yeah. That's the time they really say things. One of the types of people you will see, like a person who is like a daddy's girl or a daddy's boy. Those people, they are blessed. Those type of people that are fighting with their parents, whatever. So I've noticed that all my life. Recently, somebody told me, he said, yeah, for years you've been preaching about this. Showed me a message I preached years ago. Because she told me, my father didn't look after me. And you made me go and see my father. So I had nothing. I would never talk to him because he never looked after me when I was born. Never cared for me. She said to me, 18 years ago, you made me go and look for him. And shortly after that, he died. After blessing her. He never spent even one dot. Yeah. Now, those of you who have, you know, when you are a child, when you are young, even a pastor in his congregation, you know, a pastor can say something to you, it will just change your life. Oh, yes. I was once with a pastor, fellow friend of mine. I said, let's go and see so-and-so. He said, no, I'm afraid if he gets angry, he may say something. It will affect my life. So he did not go because he was afraid. And he has seen that man speak before. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Anyone who waters you has a right to speak about what is coming out of the ground. If he watered you, he said, the ground that receives rain, you were watered and you brought forth something. What did you bring? Thorns? If you bring thorns, in Hebrews, the Bible says, at the ground that receives the rain and brings thorns, that ground is nigh to be cursed. So, watch daddy's girls. Watch daddy's boys. Watch pastors, people who are favored by pastors. I mean, I don't mean light and treacherous prophets, as we have in Zephaniah. We have a group called light and treacherous prophets. Your prophets are light and treacherous. That's not what I mean. Yes. Watch out. Because that's the source. I will bless you and make your name great. I will bless you and make your name great. Abraham said it. Isaac got it. He waxed. He became so great. Yeah, look at it. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. I'm not talking about light and treacherous prophets who have polluted the church. Now. Zephaniah 3:4. Yeah. Now. A blessing makes you great in many ways. Number one, a blessing makes you become a blessing to others. Genesis 12, I will bless thee and thou shalt be a blessing. Thou shalt be a blessing. It's Christmas time. Everybody here must find a gift to give to somebody who is not your beloved. Okay? And stop sitting there waiting to be given a gift. I'm a poor man, a poverty-stricken sister waiting to be blessed. No. You'll find a gift and give a gift. Stop saying to yourself, I'm waiting for somebody to bless me. When you are a blessed person, and I'm showing you to start moving forward. When you are a blessed person, you become a blessing. Amen. Think about it. If I can give you 50 CDs and I won't notice, is it not greater than receiving 50 CDs, which is my last? And after the 50 CDs finish, that's it. I'm back to prayers. Which one is greater? To be able to give 50 CDs or 20 CDs and it's like, I'm okay. I'm moving on. I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. All of you who do nothing in church, you are not a blessing. You just came to receive blessings. So you are not really a blessed person. All those who just come and sit around. Just come sit around, do nothing. It's like, I'm Mr. Do Nothing. Do you remember Mr. Doolittle? There's a film called Mr. You are Mr. Doolittle in the church. You don't sing. You don't play. You don't act. You don't sweep, you don't clean, you don't do anything. Mr. Doolittle, you are not a blessing. No, you are not yet blessed. You are not yet blessed. Look at me, I've been preaching in Zimbabwe 30 days. We spend our money to be there. We spend our money to be there. And our time, the time that I would have been here or elsewhere, being a blessing. So our church has grown to the point where we are an international blessing. That shows that the church is really blessed. Because we are taking what we have and flown to other nations to impart what we have and what God has blessed us with. He says, I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. Wow! We have driven all over people's countries. And being a blessing to those people. How the whole city is gathered. The whole cities. City after city. City after city. Pastors came together. All the same thing. We have never seen this before. An amazing thing in Harare. One of them said, I've never seen a crusade before. And a grown up. Somebody, I've never seen a crusade before. This is the first time. The last crusade was 36 years ago by Bonke. It has never happened again. So if you are 40 years old, you've never seen a crusade before. If you have been 45, you've not seen one before. You've never seen it before. So we are so blessed. Look at the chairs you are sitting on, but that's not it all. Apart from those chairs, we have been a blessing to others. It's amazing. And as I'm speaking now, we have our pastors and crusade directors roaming through Zambia, Botswana, Namibia, Mozambique, and preparing for more crusades. So we are being a blessing to others. It does not affect our church. It has no effect on the church. It has no effect on the church. It has no effect on the church. Yeah. It isn't like, because we are doing that, we have to stop this and stop. No, there's nothing like that. I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. So blessings make you so great that you can bless others. That is your testimony and your story from today. Number two, blessings make things multiply. Yes. Genesis 22, verse 16. And he said, by myself I have sworn, because you have done this, and you have not withheld your son, your only son. This was when Abraham sacrificed Isaac. He said, because of this thing, this thing that you've done, I will bless thee. And in multiplying, so blessings multiply things. And I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the sea. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Things that don't grow, there is no blessing in it. That's why it cannot grow. Yeah. There's no blessing in it. That's why it can't grow. It cannot multiply. Your income that is not growing, there's no blessing on your income. Number three, a blessing makes you fruitful. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 21. Then I will command my blessing upon you. See, God says, I will command blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. Yes. I will command what? Blessings. I command blessings to enter into your life from today. Now, all those of you who are unfruitful in God, unfruitful in Christ, unfruitful in the kingdom, there's no blessing in you. You lack a blessing. There's something seriously deficient about you. Always receiving, but not being a blessing to somebody. There's something missing. There's something missing. Sit down. Are you still here? A blessing causes you to possess lands and territories. Deuteronomy 33, verse 23. And of Naphtali, he said, this is what he was blessing the different children. He said, of Naphtali, he said, satisfied with favor and full of the blessings of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. From today, whoever doesn't own a land or a building, receive the possession of lands and buildings. A blessed person is an owner of lands, and he's an owner of the west and an owner of the south. Receive it. Look at it. Of Naphtali, he said, satisfied with favor. I like this one. That means that God has blessed you to, you're always chosen. Satisfy favor. Anyway, you always change the word favor with chosen or choose. You are satisfied with favor, but he says, and full of the blessing of the Lord. Possess lands in the north of Accra and possess land in the south of Accra. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Number six, a blessing causes you to have children. And of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Your child is coming at the right time in Jesus' name. Tap your neighbor and say, you are blessed with children. Yeah. Now, let me say this, because in every church, in every church, in every community, you always have some people who somehow didn't have children. But that always reminds me of James McKeown, the founder of the Church of Pentecost. When he died, they had the largest funeral they had ever probably held in Scotland. Ghanaians flooded Scotland. Ghanaians. They had not seen some before. Black Ghanaians from Swedru and all over Ghana. Church of Pentecost. Hey, their father was gone and they were there to demonstrate. Yes. To bury their father. You see, your children, biologically, you can have very few. You are like an elephant. You can't have many children. Yes. And with time, you will find that there are more ways to have children. And sometimes those other children are even the ones that will be a blessing to you. They will be the ones in your quiver. They'll be the ones that make you strong. So, don't only rely on biological children. There are many people to me, they are like children to me. It's one of my greatest blessings. You see, people say, why do you get this one? They are not workers. They are not employees. If they were employees, they wouldn't behave like that. Employees ask you, what is my salary rise? When do I decide close at 4? Almost anyone who is my child does not close work. Once I'm around. And many of them, their lives and their ministries and their work will end when I've ended. Yes, they are my children. True. Let him be blessed with children. 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 Let him be blessed with those of you who are so selfish, you never look after anybody. That is why you may never have certain people as children. Yes. Number 6. A blessing. All these are ways by which people are great. A blessing causes you to be acceptable to your brethren. He said, and of Asher, let Asher be blessed with children. Yes, and let him be acceptable to his brethren. And let him dip his foot in oil. Acceptable to his brethren. You see, your brethren can hate you. Yes, in my family, when I look, especially let me use my wife's family, you know, I see a blessing in my wife's family. All her brothers, they are all pastors, they are with us, they are with me, they are with their sister. Yes, he said, you are acceptable to your brethren. Her sisters, her older relatives, they are all part of us. You can go all over the world, you meet them. This one, a brother of this, sister of this, brothers. Your brethren have accepted you. They could have rejected the church. They could have said, oh, what church is that? But the family, the brethren, we are all part of it. You people, you don't know. Yeah. So your brethren can say no. What church is that? And you see them, sometimes even husband and wife, goes here, this one goes here. It's a blessing. Yes. As I'm standing here speaking, my wife's brother is standing in an equally large auditorium speaking just down the road. Just down the road. And other brothers, they're all preaching. You're acceptable to your brethren. What a blessing. Huh? So may your brethren who hear that you are. So I hear you are enlightened. Professor, oh, if you are there, then I'm there. May your brethren say the same words. If you are there, then I'm there. But quarrelsome families, you see, one will be there, the rest will say, hey, that one is your church. Me, I'm in a Gubli Gob International Church. These are the things that make a person great. A blessing crowns you and establishes you as a king. Psalm 21 verse 3. Thou preventest him with blessings of goodness, and thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. Leadership is a blessing. It's a blessing. If the new incoming president had never been made president, it would have always been seen as maybe somebody who is either there's a curse, I mean, for you to lose election, that's 25,000. Last minute you lose, then it's like you struggle all a kumi preko, this, so many, but it's like you never succeeded. It's true. It says, thou prevent, oh, this is an old word, preventest. It's like you gave me. Yes. Thou preventest him with blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. So when you are crowned, you are made a leader, and God blesses you with that. It's a blessing to be made a leader. Receive leadership grace and anointing. Even in your business, when you go, they will make you a leader. Why? Because there is a blessing on your life. You'll be chosen. You'll be chosen. Be chosen. And they say, why do you use this young person? So, I don't know why I chose her, but when he came, I just made her the deputy, whatever, and then now I don't know how it happened. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thou preventest him with blessings and settest a crown of pure gold on his head. So blessings make a person great. I told you I'll read a lot of scriptures to you, so... Ah, this is one of the champion ones coming up now. Are you ready for one of the champion scriptures? Aish! Because we are getting to the end. Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65, verse 8. Aish! Thus saith the Lord. Huh? Thus saith the Lord. As the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. Destruction cannot happen to you when you are blessed. In fact, when destruction is coming your way, a word will sound in heaven. And the word will say, destroy her not, because a blessing is in her. Don't spoil it. There's a blessing in that person. When the demons are looking for who to kill, who to steal from, who to destroy, who to undermine, a word will come in the spirit. Destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. Receive that blessing in your life in Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, I cannot be destroyed. There is a blessing in me. Wow. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And addeth no sorrow with it. You will never go to prison. You will never go to prison. You will never go to prison. The blessing, when the blessing of the Lord is in you, it makes you rich. The source of all riches is the blessing of the Lord. Not everybody's business, politics, whatever works. Some doesn't work. If we didn't have money, do you think we can be here? Huh? Is it last year that we had 31st year? And there was no roof on our head. Is it last year? When I announced, I said we are going to come here. It's last year. It's not even a year. Hey! We built a metal. We borrowed a stage from Adenta. And we use it here. And we put some black cloth on the wood. The blessing of the Lord. There is a blessing here. Whatever blessing is in this mission, in this commission, in this ministry, let that blessing flow over your life from today in Jesus' name. Yes. Wow. You are blessed in Jesus' name. And the last scripture, Proverbs 11, verse 11. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. By the blessing of the upright. This is an important scripture to even politicians. If an upright person blesses, the city is exalted. Yes. So exaltation, lifting, promotion comes from the blessing of the Lord. Stand to your feet, everybody. Close your eyes for a moment as we close. Wow. Whatever is in your life that is not a blessing, somebody has spoken a curse. Those of you who break people's hearts, those of you who lie to people, disappointing people, stealing. Put your hand down. Do you know that when you steal, it's a curse? Yeah. Do you know that? Polling agents who change results. It's a curse. And you see Christians. You know, one time I heard a Christian saying something in private. He said, "We have lost." In private. Then when he came out, in another, he said, "We are working on it. We are working on it. Our feet are on the ground." You can understand what it means. But in private, he said, "We have lost." But in another, this, he said, "We are working on it. Our feet are on the ground." Well, what does it mean? Your feet are on the ground and you are working on what? When you know. Eh? You see, and all these are believers. So, in one statement, you say, before God and man, we have lost. And another statement, you say, we are working on it. Our feet are on the ground. These are born again, tongue-speaking Christians. How can there be a blessing? Bible says in Malachi chapter 1, it says, cursed be the deceiver. Cursed be the deceiver. Cursed be the deceiver. Cursed be the deceiver. Look at it, Malachi 1:14. Cursed, a deceiver is a cursed person. How can a Christian want to put your fingers into that? No. No, I don't expect that from you. What do you mean by your feet are on the ground? What are you working on again? Hey! Those of you who still appear for exams. Cursed be the deceiver. That is why the quality of the graduates is so low now. Because apart from cheating, you are cursed. Apart from cheating, cursed be the deceiver. Malachi 1:14. I mean, Malachi, we only use it for tithing. But look at what it's saying. Today, whatever represents a curse in your life is dropping off you today. Lift your hand and pray for a moment. Lord, I just want your blessing in my life. I just need your blessing in my life. I just need your blessing. Have mercy on me. Whatever represents a curse, what has been a source of curse, let it drop off me today. In the name of Jesus. I need your blessing on my life from today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Is your destiny. You shall be great. You shall be great. You shall be great. He shall be great. I will bless thee and I'll make your name great. I'll bless thee. I'll make your name great. Amen. Father, thank you for listening to us and our prayer. We declare cancellation of all sources of curses in our life. Forgive us for the things we have done that have provoked curses in our lives. We declare, we renounce them. We free ourselves from them. We separate ourselves from them. We want your blessing, Lord. And the greatness that comes from you. We thank you, Lord, for providing, for answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed, 1 second. If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I want to pray for you and with you. If you want to receive Jesus as your Savior, then I need you to listen very carefully. Jesus came to die on the cross for us. If you receive Him, the Bible says in Acts that God sent Jesus Christ to be a blessing and to bless humanity. Today, you can receive the blessing of Jesus Christ in your life. If you are here today and you want to receive Jesus, want me to pray with you to receive the blessing that comes from Jesus, then lift up your right hand quickly and I'm going to pray with you. Just lift it right, just your right hand up high. God bless you. I see hands, many hands. God bless you. God bless you. I want Jesus. It says, God sent Jesus to be a blessing. Today, Jesus wants to be a blessing to you. And your life will never be the same. I see all your hands lifted up high. If you've lifted your hand, come to me. Come from where you are standing. Come. Come. Come very quickly to the front here.
To Jesus.
Come. Let me pray with you.
Give Him your life today.
Come all the way. Come all the way.
Come on to Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Let Him have His way.
Come to Jesus.
Come unto Jesus. Come unto Jesus.
I want to give my life to God. Come on to the front.
Give him
your life today.
Life today. Come.
let him have his way. Come unto Jesus. Come unto Jesus. Why don't you give him your life today? Come unto Jesus. Oh, let him have his way.
Close your eyes. The Bible says God raised Jesus, sent Jesus to bless you, to bless you. Amen. Say this prayer with me, your hands lifted up. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. I receive you as my Savior today. I am a sinner, a dirty sinner, a wicked sinner. But today, I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my master and my savior. Thank you. Please wash me now with the blood of Jesus. Today, I receive Christ as my master, my savior, and my Lord. Please write my name. Say, please write my name in the book of life. I register today in the book of life. My name is... Mention your name. My name is... Please write this name in the book of life today. I turn away from all my sins. I turn away from all my sins today. Now, point your finger like this. Point your finger like this. Close your eyes. Say after me, Satan. Satan, listen carefully. From today, I will not follow you again. I will not serve you again. And I will not obey you again. I belong to Jesus Christ. And I will serve Jesus Christ. Lift your two hands like this. And say, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. I want to give you one of my books very quickly. One of this book is called How to Be Born Again and Avoid Going to Hell. Amen. This is a good Christmas present for you. Amen. The Bible says in Acts 3:26, God raised his son Jesus from the dead and sent him to bless you. Are you glad you are being blessed by Jesus Christ? We are all blessed by Jesus Christ. God raised his son Jesus and sent him to bless you. Amen. So when we close, I want all of you to come to this. You see the section, there are people sitting here. Can you see? Come there. And we are going to share something with you. And it's going to be a blessing. But so those of you who are holding this book, I don't need to make an announcement. Once you are holding this book, it's your ticket to that place. As soon as we close, it's going to be a blessing. Okay? Go back to your seat. God bless you. You may be seated. It's time for communion. Now, what is in the communion today? Ask somebody, what is in that cup today? Are you ready with the communion now? Yes. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Wonderful. Verse 15. I speak as to wise men. Are you wise today? Then take your cup and take your bread quickly. We are about to have a healing miracle service. A blessing service. Wow. Verse 16. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The cup of blessing. You see, you are holding a cup of blessing. He says, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the blood of Christ, the communion, the sharing of the blood of Jesus. You see, my friend, what we are about to receive is the cup of blessing, which we bless. It's a cup of blessing which we also bless. The cup of blessing which we bless. So as you are here, I don't know what wickedness you have done in this world, what mistakes you have done, and what curse is following you on your right heel. You know, in Acts 3:26, the Bible says, God, having raised Jesus, raised up his son, sent him to bless us. My life is changed by this verse. He sent him to bless me. How many received this blessing? By coming to know Jesus, he sent him to bless you. So you are already blessed. How many already feel blessed by knowing Jesus? It's like a kind of already something has changed. He sent him to bless you. It's too nice. Is it not a nice thing? Are you tired of the many verses which I'm always so sharing with you? Are the verses too many? Now he's telling us that the cup of blessing. So you are just about to drink a blessing. And apart from this cup being a blessing, I'm going to bless the cup too. So it's a double blessing in the communion. Wow. I heard Benny Hinn the other day saying that Catholics have more miracles than many other churches. Yes, and even the Catholic Church itself is a miracle. The church is the only church where the pastor speaks is reported on CNN. Like if you say something this Christmas, he's the only church in the world that his church service will be reported on CNN and BBC. Live. It will even come on live on BBC. 2,000 years old. And he said, I was surprised to hear that. Somebody sent me a little clip showing him, Benny Hinn talking about. He said that because they have communion in every service. They are the communion, holy communion. When you say holy communion, it's Catholics. They don't leave it out at all. And you can see from 1 Corinthians 10:16, it says the cup of blessing. So it's a blessing for you, a blessing of healing, a blessing of life. Because Jesus said, he that eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall have life. Whatever will kill you this year cannot work again. Whatever will kill you next year cannot work again. You are too young to die in the name of Jesus. You are too young to die. The greatness is now coming. The greatness is now coming. How can you live this life when greatness is just, starting? Stand to your feet. And the bread that we break, is it not a communion with the body of Christ? What it means, is it not a sharing? Are you not sharing with the body of Christ? That's why I took away all these golden cups and they got, it's not a special thing. It's something we need more of. I don't need it once in a blue moon. Yeesh. I need it more. I cannot be wearing robes and holding golden cups. Yeesh. When will I wear all those robes? I need the cup of blessing in my life. The cup of blessing which we bless. And the communion, the bread, is it not the communion sharing? So your kidney is sharing with Christ. Your lungs are sharing with Christ. You have the lungs of Christ in you. You are having even a brain transplant from Christ's brain is entering your brain. Father, we thank you for the bread that has been presented to us. As we partake of the body, forgive us for our sins, our mistakes, our crimes, our errors. Lord, even without thinking, we have committed sins. Have mercy on us.
And as we partake of this, let the power that is in the body of Christ be imparted to our miserable and wretched bodies. Let life enter our lives. Let your blood enter our blood. Any poison that is in us is neutralized today by this body of Jesus Christ. Thank you that our organs, our body parts are declared normal and healthy and supernatural. Every breast disease is healed by this bread, the body of Jesus Christ. And now, the cup of blessing. Whatever is in your life which is not a blessing, I superimpose the cup of blessing on your life and declare that as you take this cup, a great supernatural blessing, far greater than anything your family, your money, or your education can do for you, comes into your life now in Jesus' name. You are healed, my daughter. Your blood is purified. My children, God is blessing and healing you now. Every armed robbery attack on your life is canceled today in Jesus' name. You are declared safe and secure. Every poison you have ever drunk, any bad food you have ever eaten that is not good for you, by this cup of blessing, we neutralize every curse. Any family here that is represented, which doesn't have good things in the family, I declare the cup of blessing neutralizes that curse in Jesus' name. You are declared separated from your brethren and blessed with the cup of blessing and the blessing of the Lord. The blood of Jesus Christ.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross.
No movements.
The emblem.
Lift your hands.
Suffering and shame.
I love the cross where the blood was released.
And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain.
So I'll cherish the old cross. Till my trophies at last I lay down.
I will cling to the old cross.
I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Father, lift your hand for your blessing now. Father, thank you for the cross which released the blood that has granted us permission to stand here today. We lift our hand and receive the blessing that came through Jesus Christ. We lift our hand and receive the blessing that came through the cup of blessing. We lift our hand and receive the blessing that comes through the words of a father. We lift our hand and receive the blessing that comes from the priests and the priesthood. Now the Lord lift up your feet from the miry clay, from mud, from death, from sin, from difficulty, and establish you on a rock to stay. Whatever is unstable in your life, whatever is changing that shouldn't change, receive stability, receive strength, receive a solid rock under your feet. God stabilizes you today. and his blessing rests upon you. Whatever your father didn't tell you, whatever your mother didn't say, I declare over you, the goodness of the Lord is your portion today in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been deficient in your life for many years, lacking in your life, receive the filling up of that thing today. God fills up your life. All your disappointments are canceled today in Jesus' name. Whatever has disappointed you the whole year, God recovers it for you today in Jesus' name. Whatever has been a source of shame this year, God has canceled it today in the name of Jesus. For your shame, you shall have double. Honor is released to you. Angels of the Lord are released to you. Go forth with escorts of angels, envoys of angels, blessings of the Lord, divine coverings, and rain from above. All your difficulties are changing to blessings. Anyone here who has been rejected, rejected, and rejected again, receive acceptance today now. Whatever causes people to reject you, the Lord has caused you to be accepted today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your hand and thank God for his blessing over you that is mighty. The Lord cause his face to shine on you. The Lord's name be remembered on you. The Lord cause your face to shine also. The Lord cause your feet to walk in safe places. The Lord help you. And the Lord remember you. Father, we thank you for your blessing for all your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.